Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Title changes on Wednesday night. A New Japan star could be heading stateside, and a prestigious honour is awarded to a WWE Hall of Famer. My name is Tom Campbell, and for Thursday, January the 23rd, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
But for how much longer? Strong push to strike again.
You forget about Keith. Don't you forget about Keith.
They didn't forget about Keith. And last night on NXT on USA, Keith Lee became the new NXT North American champion, defeating Roderick Strong in the main event. Now, later on today, we're doing NXT graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, where I'm going to break down all the matches and segments from NXT, give everything a little grade. Spoiler, that was A+, an A+ main event for NXT last night. Roderick Strong and Keith Lee just played a blinder, and I'm genuinely relieved that they put the belt on Keith Lee. Now, you may know if you follow Cultaholic, if you don't, I basically have a bit of a bias towards Keith Lee. He's been one of my boys for a long time. But I'm genuinely glad the belt is on him now. Not from a bias perspective, but more the fact that Keith Lee has been, for the last few months, that guy that comes close to winning a belt but doesn't quite do it. And you run the risk when you have a guy like that who is so popular that you will burn some of that popularity if he doesn't eventually win a big one. And tonight, they saw that this was the opportunity to do it, and they pulled the trigger, and Keith Lee won the big one. And he is your new NXT North American champion, joining Adam Cole, Velveteen Dream, Roderick Strong, and Johnny Gargano in that prestigious list of North American champions. Good one, Keith Lee. Get in, my son.
No. Could that do it? Shoulders up. Yeah. Our new AEW tag team.
Also last night on Wednesday Night Wrestling Bay Shenanigans, it was AEW Dynamite on board a boat. And as we said yesterday, because this episode of Dynamite was recorded a couple of days ago, we have brand new AEW World Tag Team Champions in Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page. Great match between them and SCU that saw the first gold for any member of the Elite in AEW. And it's Omega and Page becoming tag champions. Great moment at the end as well, which continues to plant some seeds about where Hangman Page sits as part of All Elite Wrestling. As the Young Bucks came down to the ring, we see Hangman Page leave the ring. Doesn't want to celebrate with them. Goes into the crowd instead. Let's keep that bubbling over. Page and Omega work really well as a tag team. I'm always a bit skeptical of when two singles guys get put together and they instantly become the best tag team. I'm very skeptical of that. Hi, Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy. How you doing? There's been some story here with these two. It's not the first time they've tagged before. They've got a bit used to each other as tag team partners. So I'm fine with this taking place right now. And it's the first title change in the history of AEW. So some history was made on board Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager Part 2. Excellent stuff. AEW Graded with Jack the Jobber will be on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a little bit later on today. And Ross Tweddle will be here with your AEW TF moments. Anything funny that happened on the boat, Ross has got you covered a bit later on. So after Dynamite, we now know that the main event for AEW Revolution is going to be Chris Jericho versus Jon Moxley for the AEW World Championship. That takes place at the end of February. That should be a fun match. They should have some good fun with that particular one. It looked like everybody had a good time on the boat. Jon Moxley in particular. If you have a chance, check out on YouTube Jon Moxley's rendition of Sweet Caroline. It's something quite special.
This is the Murdoch Monster Lance Archer. You know what happens when I show up. Everybody dies.
That is Lance Archer, a.k.a. Vance Archer, a.k.a. Lance Hoyt. And it looks like his future is a little bit of an open book right now. So Lance Archer has been really cutting his teeth as part of the roster for New Japan Pro Wrestling. For the last few years, he's really carved his own path. Become a tag team champion there, former IWGP US champion as well. Very much redefined his character and his persona and his style, and he's done some great things as part of Japan. We understand, according to Justin Barroso of Sports Illustrated, that Archer is currently not under contract to New Japan Pro Wrestling. He's about to start their US tour, which kicks off in Tampa tomorrow night, I do believe. He's touring with Rocky Romero. They've got a few steel cage matches happening. And from there, once that tour comes to an end, who knows? Well, again, according to Sports Illustrated, it looks like there are some high-level talks taking place between Lance Archer and AEW. They've had their eyes on Lance for a little while now, and it's hard not to. He's really done, as I said earlier, some incredible things as part of New Japan. And I'll be surprised, though, if this is a move that he makes, because New Japan Pro Wrestling have really looked after Lance Archer, and they've really fostered his character and his style. And with this American expansion about to happen, you have to believe that Lance Archer would be a big part of that program. He's on the tour this coming week across America with New Japan. You have to believe he's going to be a part of other things in America with them if he so chooses to stick around. However, the AEW offer is certainly very appealing to somebody like Lance Archer, you know, a company that has done great things in the short amount of time they've been there. They could do some great stuff with Lance Archer. His career has been really stop-start. He really sort of caught everybody's eye when he debuted in TNA Wrestling under the name Dallas alongside Kid Cash. And then he rebranded as Lance Hoyt, found himself hanging out with the former New Age Outlaws, BG James and Kip James, and kind of got a bit of a cult following in TNA. Sort of Hoyt mania was running wild in TNA for quite some time. WWE caught wind of this and offered him a contract to come in. They're big fans of the big lads, aren't they, in WWE? But this was at a time when WWE was hiring a lot of just tall, relatively bland guys. And they didn't bring Lance Hoyt over. They repackaged him as Vance Archer and just didn't have that same fire and passion and energy, and didn't really do much in WWE's version of ECW where he was shipped. They let him go and he went to go and find his own path in Japan, became a tag team champion with Davey Boy Smith Jr., among other things, recently being the IWGP United States champion when Jon Moxley vacated the title. Obviously, Moxley won it back. They had a cracker of a Texas death match over Wrestle Kingdom weekend. So stock's really high at the moment for Lance Archer. I'm, for one, I'm glad that he's at a point where he can start to choose whether he does more stuff with New Japan as part of the US run, or whether he nips over to AEW and does his thing on Dynamite. We've had numerous reports of some bizarre situations that occurred at the funeral of Rocky Soulman Johnson a couple of days ago. Reports that have been corroborated by Devin Nicholson, a.k.a. Hannibal TV, by Davey Boy Smith Jr. and superstar Billy Graham. The incidents in question are based around two guests, Pat Patterson and Vince McMahon. So, Billy Graham posted the following on Facebook after the funeral, after he'd seen Pat Patterson go up to give a speech to talk about Rocky Johnson. Since then, by the way, I think it's worth pointing out that this Facebook post has actually been deleted. But Billy Graham said the following. Out of nowhere, whilst giving his speech, Pat Patterson goes into this rant and called Rocky Johnson a mother effer and started this vulgar rant about how worthless Rocky was. And a bunch of guys had to drag Patterson off the church platform and sit him down. Patterson, who just turned 81, must be losing his mind. Only in pro wrestling. I actually feel a bit ill over this bizarre behaviour. The other incident revolved around Vince McMahon. And Vince McMahon stood up to give a very brief speech at the funeral of Rocky Soulman Johnson, in which he said the best thing Rocky Johnson ever did was marry Ata and have kids. And with that, Vince McMahon left the building. Very bizarre from both men at Rocky Soulman Johnson's funeral. Hannibal TV talks loads about this on the YouTube channel for Hannibal TV with some stories from other people who were at the funeral as well. Part of this, I think, is worth bringing up. This comes directly from Devin Nicholson, who runs Hannibal TV. There was frustration that the preacher spoke for more than an hour and was very negative towards professional wrestling. So Pat and Vince's attitudes on the stage may have had to do with the preacher who, this is not a quote, but apparently some people were saying he acted like wrestling was fake and more of a joke. When we know more about what went on here, we will let you know more. And of course, we send nothing but our love and our respects to the family of Rocky Soulman Johnson, who was laid to rest just a few days ago. Impact Wrestling have confirmed that their Rebellion 2020 pay-per-view is going to be taking place on Sunday, April the 19th at Terminal 5 in New York City. I like how they have taken a WWF pay-per-view they don't use anymore. Do you remember Rebellion from back in the day in 2000 and something when the UK used to get exclusive pay-per-views called Insurrection or Rebellion? I think that's probably where it comes from. So Impact have got a big show coming up in April. And if it is anything like with Hard to Kill, it's going to be another belter from them. Also, some other good news to Impact Wrestling. They've had their Twitch channel turned back on. Twitch cut them off just the other week after footage went up of a Rob Van Dam segment from Impact, which saw two women very, very scantily clad gyrating around him. This contravened the terms and conditions of Twitch, so they suspended them. They're back on Twitch now, and I'm sure they're deeply apologetic. The ratings for WWE Raw have bounced back this week. This past Monday scored 2.38 million viewers. As the show went on, the viewership did dip, though, to a low in the third hour to 2.10. It's amazing nobody stuck around for the mixed tag team main event with Rusev and Liv Morgan taking on Bobby Lashley and Lana. It's really strange how they structure Monday Night Raw these days. It's very akin to how they structured Raw in the early days, in the mid-90s, where you would have your main event matches early on in the night and something a bit inconsequential at the very end. So, like, you, whether or not you would have the same impact if you put the Rey Mysterio-Andrade ladder match, instead of having it on first, maybe put it on last. Would the audience have stuck around a bit longer? Maybe it's something they could start trying again. You don't know. A three-hour block is a long block for anybody to watch of anything, let alone wrestling fans on a weekly basis. You know, anybody who's got Netflix saw the length of the Irishman starring Robert De Niro and went, oh, I don't know. Like, wrestling fans, that's us every week. So whether or not they maybe reevaluate how they structure Monday Night Raw based on how the figures are altering, maybe. We will let you know when we know more. I wonder if Jerry Lawler had underneath his announce table seat the Championship Wrestling of Arkansas Heavyweight Championship. So this past weekend, we talked about this on the news podcast a little while back. Jerry Lawler was challenged by the CWA champion Matt Riviera to a title versus career match. And we can happily report that match took place this past weekend at CWA's No Surrender show. And Jerry the King Lawler defeated Matt Riviera and became the CWA heavyweight champion. Jerry Lawler is a champion at the age of 70 years old. I'd love it if he wore that belt on WWE Raw. Imagine him having the belt on while he's doing the announcing. I'd be fine with that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, you know who that is. Looking mighty fine. That's Trish Stratus. She's a fitness expert, a fitness guru. And Kevin, what about the rumors that have been flying around on .com and throughout the World Wrestling Federation this week that Trish Stratus would be here tonight on Sunday Night Heat? Why is she here?
That's been the big question. WWF.com has reported it earlier this week, and the rumors were true.
There would be no trail for you to blaze if it wasn't for me. You, more than anyone, should know that to be the woman, you need to beat the woman.
And finally, this comes from TrishStratus.com. We are excited to announce Trish Stratus, already a member of the WWE Hall of Fame, will be honoured this summer at the George Tragos Luthers Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. Trish will join the 2020 class and will be the recipient of the Luthers Award, an award that recognises those in the professional wrestling industry who have used their skills in the realm of public service. She is the first female to receive the organization's highest award. Past recipients include Edge, Booker T, Jim Ross, JJ Dillon, and most recently, Thunderbolt Patterson. Stratus became the first female to receive the Cauliflower Alley Club's Iron Mike Award in 2016. As she continues to find herself in trailblazing roles, she is overwhelmed to be recognized by the National Wrestling Hall of Fame Dan Gable Museum. To be receiving this award, named after one of our industry's greatest, is truly humbling. And to be the first female means so much. I am beyond honored. Stratus said, after learning the news, that it gives her hope as a female that our work is being acknowledged and to be able to take our place in history means everything. So massive congratulations to Trish Stratus. Funnily enough, on the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review, which I do with Matthew Gregg, we look back at every episode of SmackDown. So we're going through every episode and week by week talking about what was happening in the wrestling news that day and what happened on the show that day. In the episode coming up next week, we are marking the signing of Trish Stratus. From back in 1999, she was a fitness model who just had a passion and an enthusiasm for professional wrestling. She appeared on Live Audio Wrestling a couple of times. She was invited to WCW's pay-per-view that year in 1999. And Terry Taylor even said, come and work for us. Come do some stuff in the power plant. At the same time, Raven was trying to get Trish Stratus to join ECW. What a weird parallel universe that would have been. But she decided to sign with the WWF. For somebody who had not a massive amount of wrestling experience at that point, but had still clearly something to offer, had all these major companies vying for her to join them was a great sign of things. And then she went on to have a Hall of Fame worthy career in the WWF / the WWE. So congratulations to Trish Stratus on joining the Luthers Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. That is going to do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Thursday. If you haven't checked it out already, my chat with NWA Women's Champion Allison Kay is on the Cultaholic podcast stream right now. Allison Kay, the latest guest on Cultaholic Island for Desert Island Craps. Among all the other things that we talked about, we talked about maybe Allison Kay returning to mixed martial arts.
A lot of the women that I look up to are also f***ing terrifying. So, wow, I love her, but would I want to fight her? Or do I just like watching her? I don't know. Like, one of my favorites, and I'm also thinking more realistically, so like women that are actually in my weight class, I fought at 145. Megan Anderson is 145. She's also a f***ing beast. So I'm maybe I'd want to train with her and not fight her. I don't know.
As I say, it's on the podcast feed right now for you to check out with your ears. With your eyes, meanwhile, on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on today, NXT Graded with myself will break down the big night of NXT that happened yesterday. And Jack the Jobber will be here to talk about AEW Dynamite on a boat. AEW Graded coming up later as well, as is your AEWTF moments with Ross Tweddle. All of that on the Cultaholic YouTube channel by the end of play today. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Don't you forget about Keith. Don't you forget about Keith.
I said it, Keith.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.